Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft says its group communication service Teams has reached 20 million users, up from 30 million in July. Microsoft offers free and premium versions of the tool. Competitor Slack has 12 million free and paid users. Slack's share price dropped as much as 11% on the news. The company's shares were down around 45% since their day one popped in June. Slack has previously suggested Microsoft counts Office 365 users who don't necessarily log on to Teams. Disney executive Kevin Mayer says Disney Plus suffered issues on its launch day because of how the application was architected, speaking at a Recode event. Mayer says the issues were not the fault of AWS, which underpins the service. Mayer says Disney Plus saw more demand than the company had expected. Twitter says it could take corrective action against British political party, the Conservatives, after one of its profiles was briefly presented as a fact-checking group. This profile changes display main to fact-checked UK for the duration of a TV debate between Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the challenger Jeremy Corbyn. It tweeted out responses during the debate, seemingly as if they were fact-checked by an independent organization. Twitter says the move was misleading and it may take action if it happens again. A new vulnerability has been found in camera applications for millions, if not hundreds of millions, of Android devices that could allow other applications to record video, take pictures, and extract GPS data from media without having the required permissions. Android applications expose varying intents or functions, such as the ability to take a picture, that can be executed by other applications in the device. In order to execute and expose that intent, another application has to have the needed permissions. Telecommunications giant Bell is developing wearable technology that tracks a user's heart rate, temperature, speed, and location, according to patents in the US and Canada. There will be a version of the device for general population, but also devices with features for diabetics, the elderly, and parolees and prisoners being monitored. Bell will be the first Canadian telecom to launch this kind of wearable technology. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.